I'm here with Carolyn to speak with her about her e-portfolio. She's given a first-hand experience on her growth. Care to share, Carolyn?
So outside of my classes here at uni, I've done a lot of work with my e-portfolio. So one of the things is I've kind of put a bunch of different things into my e-portfolio, including some of my artwork, so like the jewelry I make, different ceramics, different paintings. I also have a lot of work with animals as a animal behavior major, but outside of that, I have all my journals from internship, which I did this past summer at a wildlife rehab center. I took some of these things that I've had in my e-portfolio and created new kind of multimedia works, and by doing that, I have earned my multimodal badge. So that's in progress too. And so overall, I've just pretty much used my e-portfolio to kind of starting to transition into after college as a senior. I'm going to be looking for, you know, a career and moving on in my life. So I have my resume on there too as both an image and a downloadable file for any potential employees or employers.
Can you speak a little bit more about how I can earn my multimodal badge?
Yes, so on UNE's ePortfolio website, we actually have a tab dedicated to the multimodal badge, and it involves a set of three projects. Each will have their own requirements, but also a reflection that you do after them. One of them, the biggest one, involves taking a project you originally had and repurposing it in a different media for a different audience and purpose.
Thanks for speaking with me today.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.